We all have a belly button. If I had to list two things, top things we all have in common, I would say one, we breathe oxygen. Two, we have a belly button. That means we have a mother. We don't all have the same mother or the same kind of mother, but we all have a mother. I asked my mother what I should say for this Mother's Day sermon. She has a wonderful way of getting straight to the point. She said, "Just tell them that the only reason they can hear your words this morning is because of me." I gave birth to you, and they should thank me. That's a pretty good sermon. I'm not sure I'm going to write that one exactly. Hence the tension between mother and child, mother and son, mother and daughter. This tension between children and mother can be a creative or a destructive force. I think this tension is necessary. Without this tension, children would never grow up. They would never find their way. They would never make their own mistakes. You can disagree, look at life differently, even look at your own life differently. And the fact remains, your mother is your mother. We are born with a yearning. A child yearns. Part of this yearning is for a mother. I don't think we will ever fully understand this relationship. It's too wondrous. My mother is right. I wouldn't be here without her. She literally gave me life. There's no metaphor in that. I'm not being spiritual. Literally, that's the truth. As we get older, if we're fortunate, we get to see our mother as a full person. We see where they came from. We see the lineage we've inherited. I look in the mirror and I see that inheritance. Black hair, dark features. But a mother is much more than genetics. I see the habits I've picked up or the ones I try to work on. I see how my view of the whole world has been shaped. An imprint that'll always be there, no matter how much I grow. I see attitudes and characteristics, stubbornness, tenacity, adaptability, at times a bluntness. I see now that I'm a bit older that any mother-child relationship contains a deep expectation, a yearning that's destined to go on for eternity. Simply, we want to be loved, and we want our mother to love us, or at least someone that treats us how we imagine a mother would. We want to be understood. We want to be held. We want to be embraced. We want to know that we have a place in the world and that it's safe. And that if we're hurt, we're going to be taken care of. We want affection. We want a gentle kiss in the morning. A hug. Someone to tell us they are there for us no matter what. We want that person to make us feel grounded and safe and loved. And we would love that person to be our mother. Some of us were given exactly that. If you have a mother like that, or had a mother like that, today is the day to honor that huge gift. The gift of someone who didn't just give you life physically, but spiritually. Someone who responded to your yearning. They gave you love. And you were able to receive it. And that will be with you your entire life. Most of us are given some of what we yearn for. And we try to pick up the pieces we missed along the way. Sometimes this yearning has led to great mistakes or embarrassment or unexpected meetings. Some of us have tried to satisfy this yearning with romantic relationships, through adult intimacy. That's natural, to seek what we desire or what we felt we've missed out on. Some of us may feel that we got none of what we yearned for growing up. Maybe we never knew our mother, or whoever our mother was, they weren't able to give us the love we needed in a way that we understood. Maybe there's a pain or a sense of betrayal. For some of us, our mother has passed away, and we're left with the memory of love and the memory of things undone. We might be left with a yearning for what could have been. Regardless of the kind of mother we had or didn't have, I think the end result is the same, though the path may be very different. We must honor them. We must figure out what it means to honor our mothers, not just today on Mother's Day, but every day. The gift of a mother cannot be overstated. I've had many mothers in my life. My birth mother gave me life and gave all the love she had. I see now it was much, much more than she was ever given. She instilled in me a sense of resilience and pride. She taught me I could thrive and find my own way. But she was not my only mother. I've considered all my mentors, mothers, both men and women. I've had people who, for various reasons I've resonated with, who gave me the attention I needed at the time I needed to find my right next step. Some of these people have been ministers, professors, people I've met in both expected and unexpected places. What does it mean today for us to honor those who have been our mothers and for us to honor ourselves. I know there are mothers in this sanctuary. I'm talking about birth mothers. I'm also talking about those of you who have given yourselves to someone coming up, someone who has yearned, someone who has yearned deeply for your attention and love. Honoring these mothers is the most direct way that we honor life. I'll repeat that for emphasis. Honoring these mothers is the most direct way we honor life itself. We are saying, you created me. I've come from you. You gave me a hug and affection when I needed it. You there. You stopped and took time. I would not be here without you. Without this attitude, we will never fully know how wondrous life is. We will make the grave mistake that we finally understand, that we understand our mothers, that we understand love or lack of love, that we've figured it out, why everything is the way that it is. Once we've done that, the only logical step is despair. We've left ourselves nowhere to go. Honor opens the door to wonder. Even if we think we've have it all figured out. Especially if we think we have it all figured out. Picasso once said, "The chief enemy of creativity is good sense." A yearning is never based on good sense. It isn't bound by what we consider rational. The way I interpret Picasso is that to be creative, we must accept that some things are too wonderful. Some things we will never fully understand. As long as we honor with wonder those who made us who we are, we have a chance at growing up. We can mature. And you know what? We have a chance at becoming mothers. We can give some of what we received. Some of what we always wished for. Some of what we miss. Some of what we wished was there for us. We can say to another, what we've been waiting our entire life to hear. I love you. I'm proud of you. I'm here for you. No matter what. You are so special to me. I look at you, and you know what I see? Everything I've ever yearned for.